say, have you all seen those YouTube playables? The last time I brought this up in company, no one knew what I was on about, but I feel they've got to be hard to miss for someone who spends as much time on YouTube as, well, most of Western civilization, I think. All you have to do is go to YouTube's front page in a web browser and scroll down a bit. They might not look like much, but I play them a lot, to the point that I'm extremely ashamed to admit it. Basically, they're little games you can stream through your web browser without needing to download anything. And I think it was very savvy of YouTube to introduce them. I've frequently spoken about my love of listening to podcasts while playing games, but I think that habit might have warped my ability to passively engage in media. Now I can't watch a YouTube video without wanting to fidget with something. Previously, I'd dig my phone out and work on a nonogram, but these days, I'm more likely to open up a second browser and click away at a YouTube playable. And I hate myself for it, because I like to think of myself as Johnny Video Games, who champions them as an art form and wants to lift them up as objects of cultural importance. But here I am wasting my time with absolute hacked out rubbish. It's like if Roger Ebert blew off watching some new films because he wanted to watch animated GIFs clipped out from SpongeBob episodes. I've tried. I really have tried. I installed Hollow Knight on my Switch to play in my off hours with the TV on in the background, but I couldn't stick with it. All the exciting combat and complex exploration was too much for my brain at those times. It's the end of a long day at work, I'm mentally exhausted, all I'm in the mood for is the digital equivalent of blowing bubbles with my spit. I feel bad about it because I feel like I'm not encouraging creativity and solid, thoughtful game design. I don't want to litigate the whole question of what is and is not a real game, but whatever a real game is, YouTube playables are fucking well not it. A lot of them are ports of mobile games, and you know how fucked mobile games are these days, all rampant iterations on every marginally successful formula, hacked out with stick figures and featureless polygons and art blatantly bought or stolen from asset libraries. The very kind of thing you always see in mobile game ads presented in a way that looks halfway fun until you download the game yourself, you poor sucker, and discover how profoundly unrepresentative of the actual experience the trailer was. YouTube playables are all the snacky, immediate, no activation of the actual brain necessary gameplay of hacked out mobile games, but without requiring nearly as much investment. You don't have to go out of your way to download them to go through the process of discovering they aren't nearly as fun as they look. Plus, they aren't constantly interrupted by ads for other games that also aren't nearly as fun as they look. All you have to do is click, play, realize it sucks, move on to the next. Game criticism has never been more efficient. Most of them suck, yes, but I'm not asking them to suck less. Indeed, I've seen games on there that do put some effort in, with unique artistic theming and relatively in-depth mechanics, but I don't want to play those. Those overload my brain when I'm in zone out and listen to videos for an hour or so before bedtime mode. Let me talk you through some examples of the games I do find myself coming back to. Let's start with Flappy Dunk. And let's appreciate the advantage of YouTube playables in that if you're watching this on a computer, you yourself can now bring it up in another window and start playing it as I'm talking about it. This is one of legions of Flappy Bird clones that still infest the digital world like a yeast infection, except you're a basketball with wings trying to get through hoops. And for each successive swish, that is, a hoop without touching the sides, you get a point multiplier. The hoops gradually shrink and get slanty and start to move around. I think that happens over time rather than how high your score gets, which isn't how I'd have designed it. It means you're only in with a chance of a high score if you get a good streak going early on. But the point is, that's all there is to the game. A ball goes in and out of hoops. You unlock cosmetics for completing certain hidden objectives, but I only equip those so I don't seem ungrateful. There's another game I play probably more than any other called Gym Stack. This is a variant of the old 2048 merge formula, where you combine two things with the same number on to make a bigger thing with twice that number on. This time in a Tower of Hanoi, but not really sort of arrangement, where you're stacking barbell weights onto four poles. The game hands you weights, you stack them up. If two of the same kind touch, then they combine and become a double-sized weight. If you create a one-ton-sized weight, it destroys the entire stack. If you can't add any more to any stack, you lose. That's literally it. You could write a 10-line computer program to play it for you. There's no unlocks. You can't apply cosmetics to the barbells or upgrade your putting things on poles ability. There's no design or reasoning behind what discs you're given. It's just random. You could have four nicely assembled pyramids going, and the game will just dump a 500k weight on you and expect you to know what to do with it. Not that that matters, because you can just quit the menu, immediately reload your save again, and resume with the 500k weight vanished from memory. The moment I discovered that, my higher brain realized there was officially no jeopardy or challenge in the game at all anymore. So why the fuck do I keep playing it? I play another game called Attack Hole. This one doesn't even have the virtue of recording a high score for you to beat. It just stops after you complete the available levels and starts all over again. In a nutshell, it's the Donut County mechanic where you control a hole that gets larger as it absorbs objects, but in this case in a vast empty plane containing nothing but a bunch of forms of ammunition that look very distinctly like Unity Store assets. You have a brief time limit to suck in as many bullets as you can, and then a big robot drops down and you fire the bullets you acquired at it in the hopes of chipping its health away. And this game, bluntly, sucks ass. Controls like dog shit. I think it's designed for mobile screens and has trouble adapting to the mouse. Firing the different ammo types by holding down one button after another. There's so many better ways that could have been done. And when you kill the robot, it just falls over in the most pathetic manner imaginable. And it's so lame. And I hate it. And I keep fucking playing it. And then I hate it even more. Perhaps I should stop beating myself up for playing these games and try to think about what value we can extract from all of this. Well, I'd say there's two lessons to be learned. Firstly, these games are a crash course in the absolute fundamentals of game design, which is to say the primary gameplay loop. If by playing these games I can gain an understanding of all the little factors that make it so compelling to watch bullets fall in a hole or an entire stack of gym weights get pounded into the floor like a big old chunk of Swiss cake roll disappearing into my mouth, then perhaps we can put these lessons into the design of our own primary gameplay loops and the time wasn't wasted at all. Was it? No? Okay, how about this? The most important lesson to take from YouTube Playables is that in this world of having to download 40 gigabytes of game and watch 9 publisher idents and wait 10 minutes for the fucking shaders to precache, one shouldn't underestimate the added value of a game that is quick and convenient to play. I mean, Hollow Knight is a beautiful game, full of great animation, atmosphere, and environmental narrative, but apparently none of that makes me want to play it more than fucking Flappy Dunk just because I could be playing that in 2 clicks of a web browser and don't have to go looking for where my kids left my Switch after they were done playing Pokemon Snap, and then spend 10 minutes peeling half-sucked wine gums off the screen.